Our next guest is the proud author of a 2015 Michigan Notable book. Stephen Terry of Williamston is also the first ever Deltiologist to appear on Current State. That's a collector of picture postcards. Mr. Terry's collection numbers around 1,000. A specialty is postcards featuring images of the MSU, or more correctly, the Michigan Agricultural College campus from about a century ago. They are the focus of Mr. Terry's recent book, Michigan Agricultural College Campus Life, 1900 to 1925, A Postcard Tour. Stephen Terry, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of all the collecting bugs to get bitten by, how exactly did this one get started?
Well, my wife is an antique dealer, and or was at the time, some 30 years ago, and we went to a lot of shows and things, and I discovered that there were postcard dealers at these shows. Mm. And after looking through some of the cards, I found out that they had sections on Michigan State. So I began collecting them, just Michigan State cards. There are a lot of other people who collect cards on a lot of other topics, but Michigan State was always my interest.
What accounts for all these MAC postcards? Who were the primary buyers of these? Do you know?
Well, back at the turn of the 20th century, it was the beginning of a period when postcards became just a craze throughout the country. The post office began allowing postcards in the early, about 1901 or 1902. And in a country that had maybe 75 million people, by 1907, there were 1 billion postcards being mailed every year. It was a way to communicate at the time. Cards were cheap, cost a penny to mail, and it was a way to communicate back home before the television. And, of course, they couldn't tweet each other and things like that. So the postcard became very popular.
I am looking at the most extraordinary image, one that you would not expect to find in a book that we have just been described. But here are two large groups of presumably MAC students. From what year, I do not know, but this is a good century ago. Company D charging Company B, bayonets fixed. Sham battle, MAC.
That would have been around the time of the First World War, 1916 to 1918, when much of the campus was turned over for military activities.
It is the most interesting image. Do you know where that took place? Is there any way of knowing where that happened?
Probably on what's known today as Adams Field. That was the main drill ground and assembly ground for the military activities at the time.
It's an extraordinary image on page 34 of Steve Terry's book. Steve's the author of a 2015 Michigan Notable book. We're talking about it here today. He is a collector of picture postcards that focus on the Michigan Agricultural College campus from about a century ago. I read that the era that many of these cards are from is considered the golden age of postcards, 1900
Correct.
To 1925. Why is that considered the golden age?
Well, it was a time when the industry was new. The postcard was a relatively new phenomenon, and it was produced in ways that are very different than are produced today. Many of them are actually real photographs. Back about 1907, Kodak introduced a camera that took postcard size film, and you could simply go to your local postcard or film processor and have them print your pictures on a postcard stock, and you could mail it to your friends. Mm. So there was a tremendous variety of these cards, and they were primarily all black and white. There were color cards at the time, but for the most part, they were black and white, and it was just a way to communicate back home.
Now, you mentioned 1907, and what immediately comes to mind is the fact that Theodore Roosevelt visited East Lansing in 1907. Do you happen to know, was there a postcard created of that?
Yes, there was. As a matter of fact, I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the book, at the kind of the last page of the book, of Theodore Roosevelt addressing the assembled multitude for commencement.
Well, it's an enormous crowd.
There were 20,000 people. And this is a time, of course, before, here we're sitting with all this electronic equipment around us. There was no such equipment back then. He had to speak to that huge crowd of people with the sound of only his own voice. And there were people at the fringes of that crowd who complained about not being able to hear very well.
See, now I would think Teddy Roosevelt was up to the task.
He was.
He figured out a way. President Roosevelt addressing students and alumni of MAC graduating exercises and 50th anniversary celebration May 31st, 1907. How many images are in the book about?
There's a little over 200 postcards in the book.
Focus on one that you consider exceptionally interesting and tell us why.
Sure, here you go. It's a building burning down. In 1916, the engineering building burned down. And one of the interesting thing about postcards, of course, is I can show you a card of that building before it burned. You're holding a card of the building actually burning. And here's a card taken the next day of the remains of the building.
Charred remains of the building also became a picture postcard.
Yes,
how interesting.
And here's another whole set of a building that was attached to that building that also burned.
This is the...
It's this kind of thing that makes this era so interesting.
Engineering building, Mac Burns, March 5th, 1916. Do you evaluate these at all in terms of the messages written on the postcards, or is it strictly the image?
Well, you'll notice that that particular card has no message. It's actually unused.
Correct.
And many people collected cards even beginning during this era in the early 1900s. Many of the others, of course, were sent home to family and friends. And when they were sent home, they were sent with the message. Very, very often, the message that's on the back of the card had nothing whatever to do with the picture that's on the card, because it was just a way of communicating at the time.
After all these years, I would assume the campus has changed too much for many of the images to be recognizable. Or would I be wrong? Can you actually sort out where these places are?
It took quite some time as I started collecting these cards to realize that there are parts of the campus that are very much like they were in the early 1900s. If you drive around Circle Drive, that was the original center of the campus, and most of the buildings around Circle Drive date from an era around 1925 or earlier. Ag Hall, for example, there's a row of buildings to the north of Ag Hall, as you go around Circle Drive, that are known as Laboratory Row.
Mm-hmm.
All of those buildings were built in the 1800s. The building across the street, which used to be the old administration building, is now Linton Hall. That's the oldest building on the campus. The older part of it is. Museum used to be the library, built in the 1920s. But at the end of the period that this book covers, which is 1925, of all the buildings that were on the campus at that time, there's only about a dozen left, and most of them are around Circle Drive.
We're talking with Steve Terry, author of the recent book, Michigan Agricultural College Campus Life, 1900 to 1925, A Postcard Tour. It's all collected in Mr. Terry's 2015 Michigan Notable Book of the same name. I imagine a market develops for some postcards, and that's how some come to be a lot more valuable than others. What kinds of images fetch the highest prices?
Well, for example, the images of the fire that we just talked about, those, if you look on the back, the prices are still on the back of some of those cards. I paid $30 or $35 a piece.
$28 firm for the image of the engineering building actually on fire.
Correct.
Yeah.
Many of the cards that are of less interest, the cards to me that are of the most interest are the ones that have people in them, because postcards today typically don't have people in them.
Okay.
And these were taken, gives you a kind of a slice of life of what it looked like around the campus when people were actually there and participating in activities and so on. And I find those to be most interesting. And generally speaking, they carry a higher price tag.
I want to go Antiques Roadshow with you for just 1 second, and if I could, ask you what your collection is worth, roughly. Do you know?
No, I don't know. Okay. I've never tried to add it up, and I think I would rather not try and add it up.
Is it insured?
Yeah, sure.
It is. Deltiology was described in my research as the third most popular form of collecting after stamps and coins.
Yeah, that's correct.
Does that surprise you or not?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because I've been doing this for so long. There are there are postcard shows scattered around here. There are a number of them in Michigan each year.
Yeah.
There's Ray Walsh from Curious Books does the antiquarian book and paper show at the Lansing Center twice a year, which is has a large contingent of postcard dealers, among others. But there are a lot of places that you can go and buy these postcards. And, of course, eBay has changed the world in this area, as it has everything to do with antiques.
It's a really enjoyable read if you have any kinds of roots in the Lansing, East Lansing community. And it's a 2015 Michigan Notable book. Michigan Agricultural College Campus Life, 1900 to 1925, a postcard tour. Our guest has been Stephen Terry. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks for being here.